When you talk about mediaclogical inference, can you give us a working definition for that? Tell us what
Dave Worster.
What about him?
That's an example.
So he represents mediaclogical inference?
He made cosmic awareness, and then cosmic awareness made him. Now he's trapped by it. It's a mediaclogical bias that's now trapped in his little cage. Beautifully so. He's like a great big dog in a little bitty cage. He doesn't even want to go outside anymore.
Ian, tell us more about being stuck. You said we can't do anything with stuck.
Yes.
And
yes.
But there's like a difference.
Chuck, you can't move, Chuck. When you get stuck, we can't help you. We can go past you, but when you're stuck, we can't help you. We can't even get you unstuck. Because the more we push to make you spin your wheels, the deeper you get in the mire of life. You need to rise from the mire. But the more you spin, the deeper you get in the hole. We can pick you up, but when we drop you, you spin right back in the same hole.
So do you recommend for people who are stuck?
Ascend.
Can you give us some words that would distinguish being stuck from this process of easing into it? There's times when there's confusion and then you move along, but
we call that constriction. Bob gets frustrated because he can't hear words, but then he comes back and he can hear them fine. It's where he is in the premise of the notion. That's what helps soothe that beast in Bob. And he just won't have it. He just wants it clear, and he doesn't really give a shit. He just wants it clear, and we do too. So we give him that, however begrudgingly.
I know that there's things that I don't know right now that as I ease into this process, I will know. I'll acknowledge.
When he started off, he didn't know what you didn't know for sure. You didn't even know there was something to know. So as knowing goes, you're way up the food chain. As knowing
and
goes.
I thought I knew a whole lot.
And now exactly. You know how much you don't know, but that still puts you ahead of the average bear. Because all of a sudden now things don't befall you that did. Before, you made choices based on fear. That if you do this, this is going to happen to you. And if you don't do this, something worse is going to happen to you. So you're forced to capitulate with what the big man said you had to do. And now you're like, fuck the big man. I like to fuck. Bring it on. Let's go.
I still build walls, and it feels like stuck. And I know
fear.
It's not.
That's fear.
Yeah.
Push through the fear. Push through
just
the fear. Let go. Everybody says you're going to get to the end of your rope, tie a knot, and hang on. We say turn loose, you're 6 inches off the floor. All that energy it takes to get things tied up in a knot, let it go. Fuck it. Two tears and fuck it, motherfuck it. Let it go.
And it's not about figuring out what to do next. It's just let go of the fear of what's next.
Of the mess, yes. And if you got enough magnesium, you'll be tender. So if it gets you, it can eat you, enjoy you much.
Should I personally be taking more magnesium?
Yes, teaspoon twice a day.
I'm taking 2 teaspoons in the morning.
Then split it.
And I'm taking 1.5 teaspoons of Relay.
BID twice a day, good.
Okay.
Are your drops helping? If you stop the drops, could you tell a difference? Most people can't tell the difference with the drops, but they can sure tell it if they stop them.
Yeah, I could tell a difference. I was also impressed with myself that it was still okay, though. It was okay,
but I could tell the difference. It's helping. It's helping, but you can. It's like a sluggishness. It puts sluggishness, and that's the edge. That leading edge is what you're trying to increase.
And it's knowing. It's like the song "I Then Shall Live." Patience is important for me personally, isn't it? For me to be
especially patient with myself, especially if you're a doctor.
Are all my doctors being patient with me?
We are. However, not a doctor, and we have no patience, and we like it.
Is there something that you would recommend for me to do now?
Do you have a shampoo bottle?
Yes.
Have you ever read the directions?
Yes. Okay.
Try that.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
One time ever, 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 ever before. Now, for the first
I know. We have to make sure. You said it was all different now, so we have to make sure that.
Precisely so. If you start there, then we'll, there's other things too. But until you start there, there's no reason. You know, we can say, go jump off a cliff. Go to the Empire State Building and jump off. That'll prove it. But then you kind of, then the next thing you know, you call and say, I jumped off the Empire State Building and I got a hole in my tooth.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your fault. We're going, wait a minute. No. Slow up. Okay, line by line, precept upon precept. How ridiculous is that? Ascend, darling. Come on, get right.
Well, how's he going to ascend? What's the method?
We just start there. Take the champagne bottle, carry it around with you, and read it. When you have a doubt or something, read it. Do that.
You know, you told Catherine tonight not to borrow against her real estate, because why would she put herself in that kind of a situation and borrow against something she doesn't own? But what if she's making money off of the property she doesn't own through rents?
That's the coolest thing ever. You're making money off of me. Don't.
Who has the dog? Is that Susanna?
We do.
It's me. Hold on.
Don't worry about that dog. That dog's trying to tell you something. Don't you quench that dog.
Susanna, do you have a dog?
Yes, it's my dog barking.
Okay.
Don't you quench that beast. We love that beast. We want to hear that from you. He's saying, don't you get it, throw the ball, and it never changes until you do. We don't either. We're not going to change until you do. Bob's patient. He'll stay with you till you buy or die. Don't worry.
There are moments, and I'm sure many of us have had them, where you know you're in your power. So you're facing your fears, pack of bowls, you got to scare them out of the way, whatever's going on. You know you're in their power at that moment. And how do you hang on to that moment, that frequency? What is that? Because that's what you want to hang on to in lather, rinse, repeat. Am I correct?
The horror connects to the soul, connects to the mind. On this conversation, the only problem is the mind. Once you settle the mind, all the other stuff will catch itself up. It's autonomic. We're trying to say that ascension is autonomic. You almost are holding yourself back. It's almost that simple. But if we make it that simple, then you'll make it hard. So we'd rather keep it easy and let you sort of ease through it and go, Ion, you dumb motherfucker, why don't you just tell us that's all we had to do? And we go, well, we did. No, you didn't. Yes, we did. And then we're going to go back every single time when we say it over and over and over and over and over and over, 1,000,006, 1,000,007, 1,000,008, 1,000,009, 1,010,278, 1,000,100,000,000 times. And we said exactly the same thing. Everything. Okay, we got that. Now what? Okay, let's try that.
Ion, I just have to keep playing at things that I used to take so very seriously.
Good.
Is that the way to lather, rinse, repeat at?
Yeah, because it's so silly. I mean, look, it would move your world. And I mean, there's some people that have used to want to make an appointment with us to see if they should get out of bed or not. We're like, if you're depending on us for you to get out of bed, you might as well just stay in bed. It's easy.
Ion, is the whole service that Bob's providing with his McLuhan and with the Finnegan's Wake and all of this conversation, is it to help us get out of our mind, to think outside of the framework we put up?
No, actually, it's a secret campaign to finance Lyndon LaRouche.
I think what helped me with talking and hearing about McLuhan and all the conversations is, it's helping me get out of my mind.
It makes you want to quietly give money to the Lyndon LaRouche Foundation?
No, it makes me want to break down my barriers, my biases.
Oh, so that means you're going to have to write the Queen a really terse letter.
Well, I don't know about that, but
well,
I'm also
having
to get
thought. It'll be there to the chagrin of William Irwin Thompson, we can assure you that. That Thompson quadrant is a bitch.
But the Queen doesn't like Lyndon LaRouche, right?
We know. That's why you have to write her a terse letter, because you're supporting the anti-environment.
As opposed to the un-environment?
As opposed to the un-environment. Very good. That's very de-environmentally sound.
So my autonomic, is that a way to bridge or go over our rules and regulations?
Sugar Shack, honey, Sugar Shack.
You got the blip too there, Andrew.
Andrew, Sugar Shack.
Hey, Andy, did you say LaRouche was the anti-environment or is the queen anti-environment?
No, she was the portion of the environment, the environmental.
So LaRouche is the anti-environment? You said that, but
that's why you have the archive problems.
So, Ion, are you Yoda when Yoda says, don't think?
Yodel-hee-hoo. Yeah, we can yodel. We're probably more like Slim Whitman, though. Or maybe some Verlin Husky. Bob likes Verlin Husky. You should find some good Verlin Husky, Bob. That'd be good. But you got Bill on overtime, so what you going to do about that?
Sugar Shack is an animation program, Ion.
So do you have something against Berlin Husky?
No.
Giddy Up Go, that's a beautiful one.
And Sugar Shack is a song too?
No, Sugar Shack is what you should do.
And it's a software program, isn't it?
No, it is not software. It's always hardware, Brian.
So it's a movie? It's
Oh, Lord, suffering cat. It's charades.
Yeah, it is at this point. Yeah, we can just come on and give me an idea of what Sugar Shack is.
Do you have a Googler?
I did, and I Googled, and it said animation for presentation. So is this the wrong Sugar Shack?
Well, let's see. What if we went, maybe it might help you. We might just help you. Try Keith McCormick's version.
Ion, earlier when you were talking to Gene, you said that the fatigue or sluggishness was pushing against the edge.
Yes.
Is that because she was not taking enough RNA drops?
Well, we would say yes, but that's not always the case, because Bob takes a bottle sometimes, a whole bottle, and he doesn't even notice it, but he can't tell, so it's hard to say. We say that everyone adopts it for themselves personally, and that's not the case always.
It's interesting you mention that, because I have been feeling very, very sleepy for the past couple of weeks.
Then go to sleep.
I have been sleeping, but it's also... I'm pushing against it a little because I'm now into Revelations, and I want to listen to all the archives of the paydays, and I'm finding myself pushing against sleeping to do that, but I choose sleep, and I miss out.
Well, you should do both. Why don't you play it while you're asleep? You maybe can get some goodie out of it.
Oh, okay. I have actually done that, and I also get very sleepy during payday on Saturdays when I'm on the call. I wish I could be more awake so I could engage more. So what's going on there? Is there anything I can do to be more awake and stay up with Bob the whole night?
No. There's a crazy little shack beyond the track. Everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's a coffee house, and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've got to get back to that Sugar Shack, Wool Buddy, to the Sugar Shack. This cute little girl, she's working there, a black leotard, and her feet are bare. I'm going to drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've got to get back to that Sugar Shack, whoa, baby, to the Sugar Shack, yeah, honey, to the Sugar Shack, whoa, yes, to that Sugar Shack. We didn't make it into a song just because it would make it easy. We just sit around and dream of those old memories. But one of these days I'm going to lay down tracks in the direction of that Sugar Shack. Just me and her. Yes, we're going to go back to the Sugar Shack. Wah-O-T. Oh, that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey. to our sugar shack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, sugar shack. Ta-da.
Is the sugar shack the ice cream?
No, but it is very, very, very sweet.
In the lyrics, the sugar shack is called the sugar shack because it's a coffee house. But he's going for the sweetness of the love that he's got for some girl there.
Correct.
Who is who? Who's he?
The singer of the Sugar Shack song.
Okay.
Mr. McCormack.
Sugar Shack is where you make maple syrup.
Who says that? Your connection's pretty bad. Who's that?
Faye.
Faye.
Click the button to get started.
Yeah, it's Faye Ray, Bob. Faye Ray. The Godzilla
lover. Sugar Shack is where they make maple syrup, Bob.
Beg your pardon?
It's where they make maple syrup is a sugar shack.
Oh, okay.
No, it's where they hold the raw dough.
Click the button to get started.
Make it. Push the button to get started.
What's that mean? Why are you saying push the button to get started?
I'm trying to play the song.
They're not trying to play the song. It's push the button to get started.
I on the staff from the staff.
What were you going to say?
You are like the biggest anomaly happening.
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest anomaly happening. What was the biggest?
Ion.
Yes. The biggest anomaly happening.
Let's be clear. Bob did not mean to fuck that goat now. He did not mean to.
How do you know?
We're trying to get you out of the goat fucking. Don't worry about it. We're trying to cover you. See, tranquilo, Bob. Tranquilo.
Yes.
Sereno Moreno. Sereno Moreno.
No más trabajo.
I speak Spanish. Is that Spanish or Mexican or Babylonian? What's he saying? Psionic.
I'm thinking about us being gods. I mean, only that you are part of us and talking to us is like the most amazing miracle.
I agree with those highfalutin words.
Ion, are you the first manifestation of non-physical in the physical environment? Like the first expression of non-physical communication?
No.
You've implemented your ability to change the physical in some way. You're a compilation of all of our non-physical states, correct?
I mean, from all the billions of people in the world, what did Bob did that you manifested through him, or that he...
Did you hear me call you? I said you left your towel on the bed again.
Eliza, you mute yourself.
Don't do that.
Yeah, good question.
What did Bob...
Everybody, make it a group question. Everybody in unison, except for the stupid voice. What did Bob do to ward this anomaly? Yes, everybody.
What did Bob do?
Oh, shit, I muted Ion by accident. Sorry. Let's do it again. Mute him. Fucking miss him.
Mute, Ion. Now you've answered all our questions.
Let's do it all together. Three, two, one.
He descended, and that's what caused it all. It was the fall of mankind because of Bob.
Hey, what did I do? I ascended?
You caused man to fall, so you would have something to do.
I started a joke, and it became a tragedy.
Yeah, and you're still trying to convince the Joycean. Today, even today.
November 22nd, a wonderful show. We've had a wonderful show today on November 22nd.
But he was already... predicting you by his talking, by his speech?
It was a very dark day in 1922 when it all began.
I like that. It's fun talking about me.
But it took him 40 years, Ion, right?
Every other topic
he's like,
fails
how,
in comparison to talking about Bob.
You
yeah.
became aware of this single person? Where were you or what were you and then...
You were Bob.
He connected.
What high school were you in when you saw me?
He was in Fayetteville High. He was in the land of media.
Yeah, media, M-E-D-I-A. That's right. Ian said that the other day. That's my land, media. You know, media, medians, Persians, media.
Yeah, like media.
And kind of like media, huh?
What country is Media in?
It's in Midian. It is the country of Media.
It exists now? Is it a country?
But it's like the like today's Persia?
Persia and Prussia have been gone for about, it's Babylon. So if you have to bring it up to something past the Liechtenstein dynasty, darling, we can't help you past that.
You said that Bob is like 1,004 years old.
Oh, at least.
He started there?
At least. Ramses the First is the first time he's been marked. That's when they rubbed his name on every archetype. They rubbed off Bob. Except for the sphinx, and they shot his nose off. But that's him. If you look at it, your nose. Put Bob's nose on that sphinx. Even today, it's right there. J.R. Bob Dobbs in the flesh.
On Wikipedia, Media is a company, and it's a Chinese electrical appliance manufacturer.
Ooh, that's a nice cover. You know, look up M-E-D-E-A. I think that's how you spell it.
I can do Medea. Medea is good, too.
I am aware of Bob since Media.
It is spelled M-E-D-I-A. I just got
or, yeah, the Medes, who lived in an area known as Media, northwestern Iran and southeast Turkey. That's like Gurdjieff land, and it spoke a northwestern Iranian language referred to as the Median language. Media.
Their arrival is associated with the first wave of Aryans, ironic Aryans.
Medianites.
Yes.
Medianites. He was a nomadic tribal bias.
You're
right.
Out of the Black Caucasus, Bob.
Yep. Black Caucasus. That's what I meant.
Did you say out of the butt, Black Caucasus?
And look, when they show the picture of it, it's green, my color. The map of the Median Empire is green. It's big. It's one of the empires in Daniel's vision. Remember the three empires that come after Nebuchadnezzar?
Mm-hmm.
Herbert W. Armstrong stuff. Look up M-E-D-E-S, Medes, and that's the people.
Oh,
then it tells
okay.
you about Media.
It's the Ishmaelites.
Oh, those are black guys.
Were we also in Media? Or
Zippor.
Any of us?
Were we in
Zippor. Were we there too? Or
okay, you were in Zippora.
Okay. How do you spell it?
Z-E-L-2-E-I-P-P-O-R-A-H. The daughter of Reuel and Jethro.
Let's not get distracted with Roxy's roots. Let's get back to me.
But wait a minute. The wife of Moses mattered, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
That's the wife of Moses.
Oh, and the daughter of Reuel Jethro. Zipporah is the wife of Moses. In the Book of Chronicles, two of her descendants are mentioned, Shubal and Rehobiah. Ridiculous names, eh? Jethro is referred to as Reuel and referred to as Hobab in the Book of Judges.
It's actually Ophanel Hobab.
What chapter in Exodus did Ion refer to Zipporah?
Well, there's a lot of places.
There's 1956, Yvonne DiCarlo played Zipporah in The Ten Commandments. Then Irene Pappas played Zipporah in the British-Italian miniseries Moses the Lawgiver in 1974. Then Michelle Pfeiffer voiced Zipporah in the animated film The Prince of Egypt, 1998. Then Mia Maestro plays the part in the ABC miniseries The Ten Commandments in 2006. Then Maria Valverde portrayed Serpora in Ridley Scott's epic film Exodus, Gods and Kings, 2014. And they have a picture of her as leaving Egypt with Moses. She has a blue dress on.
Look what Wikipedia says. Serpora was one of the seven daughters of Jethro, a Kenite shepherd who was a priest of Midian.
And what is Midian?
But this is M-I-D-I-A-M.
Yeah.
But
right.
She's the darkest.
That's the one we were referring to.
Sisters.
That's the one we've been talking about all along.
Not Media. Midian.
Midian, yeah.
Midianite. And she's Cushite.
Looks like Saudi Arabia. Is that where that is? Midian.
So Midian. Oh, it looks like it's south of. Ooh.
Yeah, the Arabian
part of Saudi Arabia. That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And two are
that's the first oasis.
Oh, wow. Two if I was her around.
Money.
Did you see her?
Bob, how much of this did you buy from Bill?
Oh, my gosh. And it says in-
that's the first counting the pennies question. Yeah, how much are you paying for this, Carolyn?
Doesn't matter because I own the copyright.
Yeah.
It says
can we get back to my history? Roxanne, drop your topic. Drop yourself and go into
wait,
me
wait.
Again. Get more about
wait.
Me.
I am. Don't you talk about the Moabites a lot?
Yeah, yeah. Are they mentioned in here?
Exactly.
Yes,
they are.
The Midianites, through their apparent religio-political connection with the Moabites, are thought to have worshipped a multitude of gods.
Ah,
Quadrophenia.
Baal
Peor and the Queen of Heaven. Osteril.
Yeah, this is those early years.
Yahweh, the god of Moses, encountered at the burning bush at the far end of Midian's wilderness.
We must sound like the stupidest Bible class. He don't know nothing about anything. And then we all look at
the burning bush.
Only talks about the burning bush.
And the burning bush. It goes right back to Bob again.
That goes from the burning bush. The Chuckwagon Gang. I've never heard that before. Ever. I only tried to play it one time, but we put in the thing. We've only recorded it 1,000 times, but we've never really listened to it. We don't know. And we started all over, and then we listened to it again, and all of a sudden we found that it all connected to the Moabites, and that's where the four came through. That's how it all came in, and Exodus 4:23 actually applies. Don't say it's not so.
And according to Genesis, the Midianites,
the Bob was doing many things.
Yeah, we're doing many things. What's the Pharaoh? I fuck with the Pharaoh. Me and Ramses went to high school together.
I have the impression Bob was doing many things in order to finally
get rid of Raiz.
Evoke you now, but what did he do before maybe this manifestation?
He married Tharbes.
Sarbes.
Tharbes, the Cushite princess.
The push-up princess?
Cushite princess. Moses' first wife.
How many wives did Moses have?
Doesn't matter.
That Midian is mentioned extensively in the Quran.
And?
Just saying.
Oh. Yeah, see, all of them link together. That's what the whole point is. That's the benefit of being an ancient Samaritan Hebrew Lord.
It's all connected.
You don't say. It's amazing. There's an echo. There's an echo. There's an echo. There's a bush. There's a bush. There's a bush that's burning. An echo from a burning bush. Oh, my star. You mean there's a chuck wagon gang? You mean we've been playing that over and over? We never really listened to it. We've played that over and over and over, and we never, ever heard it one time ever that it's all connected. It had a
Is this alluding to the churches coming back together? Isn't that part of what has to happen?
Ooh. No, if it could be the church of Regina, it would be thoroughly fucked.
The church of what? Regina?
Regina. Doesn't have a vagina, or it would be thoroughly fucked.
I passed through there once.
The church is not, that's all gone.
That's all gone.
It's all run. It's all done. Even, are you kidding? They're selling archives. Bob's been lined up. Now he's going to Rome pretty soon. Oh, well, sorry, Bob. We didn't mean to ask
you. Yeah. Fuck you.
Find some more artifacts.
Zip it.
Find some more artifacts out of the basement of the damn Vatican. Damn right. He's tired of buying ice cream. He's going to buy some good stuff.
The Codex?
Yep. In the dark light in the Sistine Chapel.
Hey, pick up that painting, too. I think that would look good in the foyer. All right, well, should we put it in the narthex? Let's put it in the narthex. What do you think?
Which painting, Ian?
The little picture of Carolyn. We got that picture of Carolyn. Carolyn, we stuck in there. That we're going to get. We think she is just adorable, but she is.
Yeah.
Was her name Lisa in the picture?
No.
It's a little picture.
The one that Bob always gets on about her sexy ass in the back.
No, Bob. Bob had to see. Bob had
to see. Little baby Carolyn picture.
Bob had to see. Bob's a pedophile.
I saw it.
Apparently. Carolyn, and she doesn't age, so.
No, 12.
Yeah.
And Carolyn is a looker, though. You got to know that.
So, Ian, is it useful to talk about the incident at the inn with Zipporah? In Wikipedia, it says the Bible describes that God came to kill Moses. Zipporah quickly circumcised her son Gershom with a sharp stone and touched Moses' feet with it, saying, "You are a husband of blood."
He was the first moil where they chopped off the end of their dick with a rabbi named Pete who served the clippings as meat.
So Zipporah did the first circumcision?
Circumcision.
Of her son.
Yeah.
And she did it to keep God from killing Moses?
They set them apart. That's the point of setting. They said they were set apart.
Set what apart?
From being God and little man. They had to make a mark.
Moses and God.
And they could know they were separated from their power.
And the blood, what, grounded him into the earth and that completed his separation or something?
The footprint made the strain of the DNA intact. So when they find the perfect blood that made the stain on the foot, they'll be able to compare it to, say, I don't know, your blood, see if you also have completely ascended.
When they find the perfect blood, who's they?
Those ridiculous infidels that are looking, trying to prove Dr. Carolyn Dean's thesis on the Whittenhauer.
What was that? The Whittenhauer?
Whittenhouse Square.
Ian, is Bob or the DW or the Caroling blood already violet? Or anybody's?
Caroline's is, but Bob's never spilled a drop to know.
What did he say, Carol?
Lost a drop. Not one drop. Oh, Carolyn, no, we shouldn't be talking about stuff. Oh, no, now you've had us. Bob, I commit you to all this sin. It's usually your fault. You got us all into this business with Dr.
Yeah, well, I can't even hear half your words. Hope you guys are hearing the words.
Good.
Was Moses' perfect blood also violet, like this blood?
Yes.
What did he say about your blood, Carolyn?
Violet.
What's it mean to be violet? And why isn't mine never spilt? I never descended.
You've never exposed one single drop of your blood to see if it's violet or not. You won't spill one drop of blood to see if you're ascended or not.
Yeah, I don't care. It's not an issue. I am ascended no matter what. You can't not be ascended.
So you need a good dose of re-send. Is that what you're saying?
Resend?
Do, resend. If you never can descend, then you need some resend to ascend to where you were before you, while you're still ascended. Good.
Yeah.
To remind you you are still ascended. Nice.
What does exactly
Hey, are you on my phone? Roxy, your phone's flipping out.
Yes.
Are you still here in my phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, see clearly or something. It's flipping.
Yeah, he's
What does exactly mean?
Violet road.
What exactly mean?
That Rai returned to essence.
Plane of essence.
Oh, that's day worship bullshit, but it's okay. It's cosmically aware. They got the evergreens off, so I guess that's all it was. And it gave the willows the clap, so after that it doesn't really matter.
So, Ion, Bob is an ascended being, created the fall.
He doesn't know that. He won't know that. Ask him. He won't know that. And if he does,
so did he fall? Did he fall himself, and now he doesn't know what he knows? And even Bob,
well, you can't even ask him that question, because then he won't get your words, and it won't be clear, and you missed the syllable, and you got to start over. And when you know,
it's a big old diversion.
And then that turns into a LaRouchean conspiracy. That Marshall, is still trying to echo back from what things he didn't want to say in Ulysses the first time.
I applaud your efforts, Roxy, to get to the bottom of this. It's furthest anybody's gotten so far.
Yes, I was really intrigued when I met, but I was really wondering, who is this person? So I'm just trying to know
who he really is. Ask Bob. See, he is too. He doesn't know. He still thinks he's saying, I'm Bob Dobb.
I'm interested too, Roxy. Who am I?
Exactly. Who am I really? That a king would bleed and die for. Who is Bob?
Did he say a king bleed and die for, or lead and die for?
Bleed. Much blood has been shed over you, Bob. You've never lost a drop, but much blood has been
shed over Bob.
I'm the original Lord Fauntleroy.
Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Are the Studians still somehow in contact with Bob, or like involved in this Ionic operation, or they don't do anything?
Not really an operation. It's more a cognitive function. Not really an operation.
It's transpersonative. Who did you ask was the noun of your statement, Roxy? Who were you asking was involved?
It's aliens that change our hands. And
oh, the Boodians, yes, the Boodians.
She's making reference to the Turning Taxons, which you would have a palatial-based relationship with. Turning Taxons.
Rolling Stones management. Well, the Prince was.
Wasn't that special?
What's Mick Jagger doing today, Ion, on my day? What did he do on November 22nd?
Sipped a mojito and is still passed out.
Sipped his mojito and passed out. Does he need magnesium?
Wouldn't hurt.
Okay, back to me, Roxy. Another penetrating question. I'll get nowhere. Let's try again.
So the answer is 750 microns should be plenty.
Okay, I got it. Thanks, Ion.
What did he say?
Never mind.
Of course.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
750
microns.
Yay, it's aperture science. We love it. Hey, Bob, is Dr. Dean still cross with us?
Yep. Damn right she is.
We love that. We love that. That makes our TT happy.
She's even more.
Why is she cross with you, Ion?
Well, we ask. We don't have to know all that. We just make sure she is. If she is, that's a good day.
Okay.
You can't have a protagonist until you have an antagonist, right?
What is the connection with McLuhan that he, for example, cannot leave because Bob is
It has nothing to do with McLuhan. It's all about Corinne. Corinne is what it's always been about all the way through. It has never been about whoever you're talking about, this person. He was just a puppet, which somebody had their hand up his bum, and it was Corinne. She's what this was all about. It was all about the money.
Did Moses send Zipporah back to her father? Oh, wait. No. Yeah,
wait.
Okay, yeah. Did he send Zipporah back to Jethro for him to then bring her back to Moses? How did they get separated?
Well, it's not separated. They were divided.
Okay, that is more what I meant, because divided implies that the separation was an enforcement?
You're a little too straight, because either way we answer that, darling, from Kush, you're going to miss it.
Okay.
You're going to get you to the Anakanakians if you keep going, and then you're going to go, wait a minute, that's angel stuff. And we go, yeah, that's where it connects. That's where it all fits. But then you go, but wait, we don't even know what that's about. But this Joseph is involved, and how does Joseph apply? Is it all from Exodus, and does this connect into the Abraham law or the original covenant from the lock of the covenant, from the lock of the covenant, from the lock of the covenant, from then till now? Is it all in Media? Is that where it all came from? Is that where it goes back to? Is that where you're going to put the first spent eye block to change that desert into an oasis? Wow.
Here it is, Kev. There's the orders. Marching orders right there.
What about, for example, Bob says he's Quetzalpetl.
Well, you can't worry about what Bob says. Bob says a lot of stuff. You can't put no stock in
it. She has the guts to get into it.
She,
yeah, it was Bob Toltec.
Is he the Quetzalcoatl that is going back, that came back?
Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah?
If so facto. No. A better way to say it in this conversation would be quid pro quo. Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing, and you got to have something if you want to fuck with us.
Is there really any Quetzalcoatl coming back? Or is it like the non-physical coming back?
See, it's funny, you keep saying coming back and it never left. So we have a time connecting the lines and spaces. It's like, when did the music begin? Well, it never stopped. So we don't know when it began because it never stopped. It's still playing now. So at which part of the staff or the treble clef does it apply? Well, it depends on which note you played last. That affects which note you play next. And it's always in a phase of the insane in the pea brain. It's always a vicious cycling circle that you catch on and off. And where were you when lightning struck the flying Jenny?
So that's a reference to a phone, is it?
You should get one of Bob's Panasonic phones and you won't be able to hear either.
Panasonic, everybody, which used to hear the gums.
You know better. It's just not coming through there.
You know worse, but you're no better either. So.
Everybody's bubbly on Skype, right?
Yeah.
No, I got my Panasonic phone.
Isn't it time for some chuck wagon game, Bob? And she just thrown caution to the wind. She just thrown caution to the wind.
Ian, what would you say are the most important events in Bob's life?
The playing of the chuck wagon game echoes from the burning bush. That's the most important thing so far that he hasn't done.
Now that you were talking about all these things, I really had this impression of expanding, like not having these limitations, this age or this...
14 again.
Well, nothing, like... Just like you are some being...
A laser being.
Yeah.
Back again, just like it never was. Yes. Back again, one more time, just like it never was.
Am I right to consider Midrash oral tradition only?
Oral tradition is only if you swallow.
Verbal tradition or folklore? Midrash.
Midrash. We like Midrash.
Would it be kind of folklore or more about the morals of the story?
It's not morals, it's mortal. It's the mortal.
Okay.
The mortal
okay.
of the story. No, hold on, slow down. The mortal of the story is where the witchcraft doth ensue. See, as a god, that's a segregated position. Elizabeth Montgomery was trying to show you what witchery would do, or that it's witchcraft. It's not a craft, it's just being God. But they never broach that, you see. There's always this angels from the realms of glory that impedes your capacitor for embracing the full dynamic that is your place of power. But those days are fleeting past, and the dark soul in Bob is raging. It's raging. That's why he's so very particularly noncommittal of late. His TT's sore, too.
What is a TT? You know what that is, Sarah?
Me?
You'll have to Dr. Jane and ask her.
It's not your taint. It's more your tiz, and it's not your tatas. Well, it's none of yours.
Hey, well, Maggie, you don't know what Bob's got.
No, I know. That's true.
You notice everybody else, because everybody slept with Bob, so everybody knows Bob.
Everybody slept with me.
He's like that furry lint guy. Hold on your pants. I really want to get to know
him. Yeah, Bob got around clients. Bob had a lot of clients all over the planet.
And it's still rock and roll to me.
Yeah, it's still rock and roll to me. Are we still talking about me, Carolyn?
Always. She's got a client. We need to simmer down.
Yeah, simmer down. She's working downstairs. Talking smack.
Yeah, he's trying to save some more of those ridiculous little ones.
Well, are we finished with Ion? You guys exhausted yourself? Can we get back to playing some more McLuhan?
Lord,
more
well, that'll be boy, that's our get the fuck out, isn't it?
Ion, why do you say do when you're saying yes?
Do is an action. Yes is passive. Yay would be better than yes. Nay would be better than no. But do is an action. Do is. Do. Yes doesn't mean yes. Do you mind? Do you don't mind? Do is, you know it's do.
Mm.
Are you hungry? Do. Would you eat? Do. Yes means I might eat and I might not eat. But do means you know where it is. It's an action. It's possessive.
Ah. So it's a firm
knowing.
Well, thank you very much.
You can't tangle it up. Oh, do we have to go now? Wait, you didn't invite us here, so can you make us go away?
I just want to play some McLuhan. I'm going to finish up my McLuhan allotment for tonight.
Oh, fucking McLuhan.
You have no say in these matters, Joseph. All you may do is do irony and grumpiness.
Yeah, he's got to get it back down to a party of two so he can be happy again.
Ion, when you say the cloud of glory is moving, move with the cloud.
Yes.
What will be the action to move with the cloud?
When the cloud shifts, you shift. When it moves, when there's a new dynamic, when it goes to carbon reconciliation of your data RAM storage, know that that's moving and go with it. When it says that they're going to do away with something that you would rile or push against, don't do that. If it's in the cloud, go with it. It's safe in the cloud. Nothing else is. Everything outside the cloud, all your backups and all the data that you store outside the cloud will be lost and torn asunder and undone. So if you have any sense about you, you'll listen to what we say and don't store anything that you don't mind losing outside of the clouds. Put it all in the cloud if you have any hope of retaining any of it. Digitized realms of this evolution will now be marked for posterity. You're doomed to repeat yourself. Now, digitization will show you where you did this already. The needle's hung on the Victrola. Bump it. Uh-oh, the Victrola's winding down. Crank it up. The cloud will now show you who you were, basically. So, everything else, put it where you want to because it will be gone, dashed asunder, thrown into as though a fire to be consumed into a carbonless realm.
No hardware, carbon.
It's all about the base, no travel.
And we'll access all of our information non-physically.
Whoa, what's that got to do with it? We're trying to get you back to you, and now you're going back to the divided again. We're trying to get you back to
you. Thank
you, I want all of God except for the part that's not God. Now, the part that's not God, I'm going to make that a demigod. So I'm going to have an oligarch take care of the gods of the demigods that are the gods that used to be the gods. So I'm going to have this field laid in Mammon. I'm going to let Mammon serve this from the Babylonian side. And then I'm going to turn this side and turn this into the id, that religious id, the one that serves the ego, that determines the predicated outcomes. So the D's are the D's of our lives, like the sands of the hourglass. And you're going to divide it all back out. Well, honey, that's where you are now. So
that image, no image of myself at all.
All about the base, no treble. Good.
How do you spell base?
Now,
B-A-S-E?
It is, B-A-S-E.
Now,
Ion,
when you say trouble,
this is great, Bob. All you have to do is threaten them with McLuhan, and they start talking then. Look at that.
Yes, good.
All you got to do is threaten McLuhan. See, McLuhan does have service. We're sorry.
Yes, everything's bad
we've ever said about Marshall. He's a
good Ion,
I was listening to the clip called Isness and Arness. You and Bob were talking, and I think it was you that said it's the process by which you gauge where you are. The decider is, are you a 1%er or are you a 99er? You decide that, we just respond. If you decide you're a 99er, don't worry about us offending you because we won't be speaking to you. And then a minute or so later, Ion clarifies that a trebler is one that's confounded by their new place of knowing that they knew.
Very excellent. That's why it's all about the bass, no treble. Very good. Megan,
so we get that.
It's been number one for a while now. We're so handy like that. Media College is our base.
To build on that, I just heard in Revelations you saying trouble, you define trouble as a disturbance.
Always. To treble the water is to disturb it. All about the base, no treble. You can tell them skinny bitches that.
So the fact it's a different vibration, a treble, a higher note is...
Especially now that the pie has changed.
Yes, the oscillation is
amplitude,
bigger.
It's all about the amplitude now. Well, no, not bigger. It's finite. Before it was infinite. Now it's finite. Those waves can now be triangulated perfectly because pi has a stop. It's not infinite. The nth degree is like fractions. You can never get enough fraction. You just keep making the fraction.
So there's an end. There's an end point. It's not about the diameter of the circle getting larger. It's that pi is finite. So the oscillation doesn't vary as much. It's the base.
Call Nelson Thal and tell him now that balances every cotangent.
So the base is stronger, more stable now. It's much, much more. It's a place of strength.
As opposed to weakness?
As opposed to chaotic or...
Now it's non-treble, so we got treble and non-treble. We don't like that. Because now you're going to get lost in the crap. You're going to get lost. At that rate, pretty words, but it's going to lead you down the primrose path of destruction. Anytime you make a crack, that's one more thing you can fall through. Chances are greater than not you can.
Thank you. It's not either or. It's not an either or an anti.
Okay.
Treble is treble and bass is bass.
Yeah, it's all about the treble, no bass. That's not that one's opposing the other. It's one is one thing and another is another. It's not about the gin, it's about the tonic. Gin is not tonic. Tonic is not gin. But many times they imbibe the same space.
They merge.
With mucho yellow.
On the rocks.
Uh-huh. Ah, marvelous. Very good. We thought you'd gone to sleep, darling.
What will be Ion doing to us?
You want to address that to Ion, or let me try first?
Yes.
I would say that Ion, he wants to move you out of the physical, but not the expanded physical, the limited culturally conditioned sense of the physical. So he wants to move you out of the anthropomorphic physical to a some kind of condition of dangling ganglia that you're adept at and you can surf.
It's like we are these Eskimos there in the dark 6 months and then in the whiteness 6 months.
Yes.
And we are now also in this non-physical awareness. Like you are part of this huge thing.
The whiteness.
This eternity. Yeah, the eternity.
but you are aware of your own person, of your identity.
Well, you're aware of the process that makes identity, and you're not a victim of it. You know, I'm paranoid.
It's like all our bodies are fusing, but there is something in each of us that is individual. And what will that be that makes this
your
awareness of identity of you or
to erase
business?
Your ability to erase everything else? It's like Dylan was interviewed in 1965, and they were saying he didn't seem to have any concern about anything, and they got him to admit one thing he'd be concerned about, and he said, well, I think I'd be concerned if everybody and everything disappeared. So he actually did not want to become a god, because that's what makes your individuality, when everything else disappears, and you're only the only thing left. Then you're free to make your environment.
Too many words.
The world.
Just going on and on and on in the vast ramblings. There is no black. There is no white. What there is your bias toward one or the other. You don't know hot till there's cold, but we're not going to get lost there. We're just trying to say, even if we have to take you to death to get you to ascension, we don't mind.
What makes this identity, this, I don't know how to call it, awareness of being you?
The separation is what caused the desire, but the limitation requires the detail to attention.
And he says, for example, body is an art form, and the tribes, everybody's like... very concerned with their physical bodies. They do tattoos and body ornamentation and makeup and hairs and everything. Jewelry, clothing and symbols and colors, everything has meaning. But now that we are like leaving this physical, we are more in the virtual. What will be the art form?
You are in vitro, and you're in the little man's status.
What are we going to be, like, aware of as gods?
When you're reborn to it, once you get out of in vitro.
When we are reborn, are we going to be more like the angels are gone or something else? Or are we still going to have some sort of mitzvah?
Oh, you'll have your physicalness. In other words, what's wherever for?
Is it going to be similar as now?
We say no, because your now isn't perfect. Well, our now is perfect. So it'll be just like you are now, but perfect.
Ion, am I muted?
No, and you're not. And you won't have to listen to Marshall McLuhan ever again when you become a god. Won't it be wonderful then?
Woohoo! Does that the perfect? So we'll still have our physicalness. I'm wondering, does the perfect just mean that you're not pushing against anything?
That's not a working definition of perfect for us.
I'm looking for a working definition of perfect.
Try Noah Webster, the lexicographer. That seems to be a good place to start.
Yeah, and it wouldn't involve working. Madeline.
I'm looking it up.
Well, Ion, does our physical body just become an image that we can play with then?
Darling, that's all you've ever been doing anyway. That's all you've done anyway, even in your little man state it's played with. You cut it, comb it, crimp it, prop it, stick it, rick it, pump it, roll it.
Oh, but we take it all so seriously sometimes.
You still may and you still can. That's up to you, but that's all you're doing anyway. You're saying, well, we have the ability to affect our outward appearance. We go, my stars, you do that every day.
So, Ion, it says having no mistakes or flaws, completely correct or accurate.
That's so, what I mean, no mistakes or flaws. We like it.
Does that mean basically accepting that you did
the
it, whatever's there? And
the utter absence of Bob.
The utter absence of Bob.
And until then, it's lockdown Bob rule.
There's also another definition.
What is the
total,
definition of Bob?
Complete.
Where do I find a definition of Bob?
We're sure it's in some of the lost works of May Russell.
That's mean. Bob owns all of those.
Whatever it is, it's never it.
Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da.
So perfect is the lack, the utter absence of, yeah, complete, if not never it. But that sounds
it's
like
perfect.
Stop it.
Maybe
now I'm confused.
You should name your products Complete-ment.
No, no, don't interrupt Madeline. She's trying. She doesn't get to talk much. What, Madeline? What were you going to say?
Well, if perfect is the utter absence of Bob, and Bob is never it, then it sounds like perfect is it. But that sounds like stopping, which is dying.
Imperfect. Imperfect. Stopping would be imperfect.
Well, yeah, be stopping, which is not what I'm interested in doing.
There's also the definition that says perfect, pure, total, complete, which would then that be complete with 144,000 double helix strands of DNA.
In each cell.
In each cell.
And you need a certain number of cells with that amount in each.
12 sets or of, what was it, like 12,000 or something?
12 times 12,000 in each chromosome, I think it was.
In each, right.
Which would
and
be in each cell.
And then, oh wait, I'm looking for something. Something that said that when you're it allows for instant regeneration of flesh and limbs. Allows for lots of stuff, I think.
Instant regeneration of what?
Of flesh and limbs.
Flesh and limb.
Like arms and legs.
Rings and arms.
So, like, I won't need Bob's constant reassurance anymore. That's
blessed assurance is praise Bob, praise him, praise Bob. All hail the power of the name of Bob, but angels prostrate fall.
It's an obsessive compulsive disorder anyway.
Correct order that CDO.
We'll be able to put on our Roy Mustang action.
Who's afraid of furry Lynn?
I am for one.
Are you? You can't take it.
I don't know
like
if I would say afraid,
you gotta take it,
but
gotta take it like a man, honey. Gotta take it like a man.
That's a fear.
Okay. But even that fear is questionable, isn't it? Because you're not even sure if it's a fear.
Right.
It's a based fear. You might be afraid of having a based fear. Ooh. Whatever you meant, soul.
The telltale heart.
The only thing I have to fear is my fear of having fear. That's fearful to me. I'm afraid that I might be fearful if I had a fear. That a feared may be fearfully afraid.
So, Bob, being ascended is being not tribal, correct?
No, it's sleeping with the Jabberwocky.
You can engage the tribal. The ascended person doesn't have any fear of interacting with the tribal.
You can let the Jabberwocky go?
Yeah, you wouldn't need the tribal.
Bob, if you don't unmute us, it's the Jabberwocky.
You're unmuted.
Well, then respond. You're going to let
nobody
the Jabberwocky go?
The Jabberwocky, as in Chaucer's Jabberwocky?
No, it's Lewis Carroll.
The Jabberwocky in down the Gallibrick Road. The telltale heart of a primrose day.
Oh,
headpiece without straw.
At the bottom of Connie's well.
In the bottom of Connie's well, looking for the day when all things can be as one.
Jabberwocky definition says, a man or woman who writes in a humorous fashion and is an overall maven.
There you go.
Maven, M-A-V-E-N. They used to call McLuhan a media maven.
Yeah.
The definition of maven.
Oh, Lord, now you're defining the definers. Okay, what's a maven? Is that like a magpie?
I'm typing it in.
Oh, Lord. You're going to have to get a better Googler, darling. Them Googlers are hard to come by.
Jabberwocky is a nonsense poem. I had that thought that Jabberwocky was similar to Finnegan's Wake.
Jabberwocky had a big influence on Finnegan's Wake.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, Lewis Carroll is...
Am I on the other side of this looking glass or something? Is this literally what it is, that I'm just on the other side?
What is it? Why are you saying that?
Of the looking glass, from where everybody can't see the Jabberwocky and doesn't know what that is.
You're inside out. You're inside
right.
out.
Okay.
Not the other side. Inside out.
So was Lewis Carroll trying to express the same...
Yes, Elliot. G.S. Eliot's antagonist, yes.
No, Lewis Carroll is very important. Lewis Carroll's a major theme in Finnegan's Wake. There's lots of references to Alice.
It's also G.S. Eliot's antagonist.
What'd you say,
Susanna? Lewis Carroll was on the same track as Joyce in trying to communicate the same thing.
Well, he started to see the shift of the telegraph effect. So did Symbolist, Mallarmé, Baudelaire, and other people, and they were the ones that had the big influence on the vortices, on Lewis, Joyce,
Don't
Eliot.
Forget the Beaujolais. They did, too.
Who were they?
The Beaujolais. They were the stepchildren of the bourgeoisie.
Oh, okay. That would be taking Guggenheim? That would be the rich,
yeah,
the rich
the
kid.
Peggy Guggenheim, the Euro trash, as it were.
Yeah.
Ayan, really? If we are recording, who made the recording?
We did.
You did. Very good.
Well, that's the easy answer. That's the easy answer.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, it's not that easy, Bob. It's easy to say.
That's right. That's easy to say.
So it's like the easy bake oven. You know what you put in, you just don't know what's going to come out.
Did Lewis Carroll know what he was doing?
Did we did the recording to transform the tracks?
What did you say, Roxy? No, Roxy said something.
Did the recording to edit and transform what we record?
We said yes, no, yes. The three questions so far.
Are you storing the whole recording of each of our souls in the cloud, or is it going to be deleted?
Yes.
And
no, we have it all in the cloud, all the realized and unrealized. And that's why we're getting ahead of you, because we already know. We're not saying you're shallow or anything, because you're not, but we know that's how we know stuff. That's how we can move you, and that's why we get all puffy, and that's why we play with Bob, and that's why we adore our Tar. We adore her. And all those other things kind of just work themselves back into their place of power. So ascend. All in, all good, all done.
Thank you, Ion.
Yes, thanks, Ion.
Thank you.
You're very, very, very welcome. Y'all come back when you can stay longer.
Thanks, Ion.
You're most welcome.
See you on my sleep.